not sure it could. They say time heals
everything. Turn it up just a little, Ken.
But I'm still waiting.
That's good. To the Wednesday, June 27, 2007 edition of the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. I don't have any guests today. I'm just going to talk about a few subjects that are dear to my heart, and the phone lines will be open all during my show at 800-313-9443. Feel free to call in with any questions or comments that you might have. You know, I'm looking at this situation with Ron Paul. Well, before I get into that, I'm going to talk about that first. Before I get into that, I have to make my announcements. Don't forget not to buy your fuel at Exxon or Mobil, because I think we're doing a little bit towards helping curtail those gas prices and keep them under $4 a gallon, which is what they had announced that they wanted to do by midsummer. We are approaching midsummer. It has not got there. It's not even close to being there, so I'm hoping with your help that it is working. I don't know about where you happen to be located throughout the country, but right in Phoenix, Arizona, it's $2.85 a gallon, which is it's high, but it's not as bad as it could be. So with that, remember, don't buy any gas at Exxon or Mobil. Continue with that gas out, folks. I think it's working, at least to some degree. Again, I want to mention freedom to fascism, like I do every day. Don't forget, folks, it's summertime. Have a party. Invite your friends. Invite your neighbors. Show them the movie. Get them educated on it. Have a barbecue. Go out in the backyard. Talk about it after it. You know, just spend some time. Get to know your neighbors. Get to know your friends. Remember, the New World Order is divide and conquer. We want to come together. Get to know everybody. Okay, we want to stand as one. So get the movie. Pass it out if you want to. Burn copies of it if you want to. But now more than ever, as I've said many, many times in the past, we need to get this information out to people. And I'm going to spend just a couple minutes on the Brown situation, because it ties right in with the latest couple of debacles with Ron Paul. And, you know, when John and I took Randy Weaver up to the Brown's residence in Plainfield, New Hampshire, I remember sitting on the porch, and John was just getting ready to go up and start his portion of the press conference. And him and I were chatting a little bit, and he mentioned Ron Paul. And I had mentioned to John at that particular point, I said, John, do not mention Ron Paul. Do not tie Ron Paul in with this situation, because the powers that be would try to use that against Ron Paul. Now, as we all know, Ron Paul has been excluded from the Iowa debates. I'm not sure if it's Iowa or Idaho. There's people telling me it's Idaho, and there's people telling me it's Iowa. But at any rate, he's been excluded from the debates, and I find that interesting in the regard that this is supposed to be a Christian state. And, well, Ron Paul's the most Christian guy that I know that is running for office. So with that in mind, what I'm going to do when I get back from the break, as I mentioned, I had mentioned that to John to keep him out of it. I'm going to show you why I mentioned that, because ironically enough, yesterday on Fox News, Neil Cavuto is now trying to tie Ron Paul into the Edna Lane Brown situation. And when we get back from the break, I'm going to play a clip for you that it's Neil Cavuto on with Ron Paul for about 5 minutes trying to pick him apart on this situation to discredit him. I knew this at some point would happen, because they're throwing everything they can throw at this guy to discredit him, to make him an unreliable candidate, if you will. And what I find fascinating, I mentioned on my show yesterday that, you know, the candidates of which are in the debates right now, and I'm talking about Republican and Democrat alike, they are there are over half of the candidates that are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And, you know, when you mentioned counseling on foreign relations, you might as well mention New World Order, because these people are bought and paid for. I'm going to read these people off to you to show you that, you know, if they have their way, folks, it's going to be the Republican and Democrat, the candidates for president are going to be one of these people if the New World Order has their way, which we don't want them to have their way. We want Ron Paul in there as the Republican candidate. Got a break coming up. When I get back, I'll read that off. Then I'm going to go into this clip of Neil Cavuto and Ron Paul, and I'm going to expound on that a little bit. So stick with me. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. See you in three. Stick with me.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, at least for the time being. Now, before the break, I had mentioned to you I was going to play a clip that came out on Fox News yesterday. It's an exchange between Neil Cavuto and Congressman Ron Paul. And as I mentioned that at the press conference up there, John was going to mention this, and I suggested better of it because of all the news media there. This would have happened sooner. I knew it was going to happen. It just was delayed for a little while. So anyway, let me go ahead and play this clip. This is an exchange between Neil Cavuto and Ron Paul, where Mr. Cavuto is trying to discredit Ron Paul for his beliefs. So here we go. You do? Okay, just a second. I must be doing something wrong here. Forgive me here, folks. Let me try this again and see if I can get this clip set up right here.
Congressman from Texas, and he's running for president of the United States, and he says those people who won't pay their taxes should be compared to Gandhi and Martin Luther King. He's here to explain. All right, these guys are holed up in there, and they're heroes to you. Right, Congressman?
Wrong. I've never said that, because I preach nonviolence. That's what Martin Luther King preached, and that's what Gandhi preached. That's what Lysander Spooner preached. So, no, I don't advocate violence at all. And people who resist the law and challenge bad laws, which I think the IRS is, they're capable of passing and regulating bad laws. So people have an obligation, if they feel that there's an injustice, to stand up, but they have to bear the consequences.
So, Congressman, you're not saying Ed and Elaine Brown can be compared to Gandhi?
I never said that. Matter of fact, I know very little about that case. I've never talked to them. I don't know the details. And I think that there's been some misstatements made about that.
Okay, so you did these statements that you did apparently link to that, you're saying that is not the case?
No, because I've never advocated violence. I don't believe in violence, but I believe in civil disobedience.
Okay.
But you have to do that with the realization that you could end up in prison. But, you know, we're talking about laws that are unjust laws. We're talking about an unconstitutional approach to collecting taxes.
So you don't believe anyone should pay taxes?
Well, I think if you don't like the tax law, you should change it. That's why I run for Congress, and that's why I run for the presidency, to get rid of the IRS, because the assumption
is... These guys are going one better, though, Congressman. They don't want to pay taxes.
Well, I don't want to pay it either. I'd like to get rid of the IRS. I want to get rid of the income tax. I want to repeal the 16th Amendment. But you have to realize, and let me finish, if you will, the system has worked unconstitutionally, because everybody who challenges a law is considered guilty, because and they have to prove themselves innocent. They start off with a guilty plea. That's the way the tax code works. And I challenge it on constitutional basis. I challenge it on economic basis. And I just don't think it's part of the American spirit. We've only had this income tax for
Congressman,
of years.
I want to be clear. So you're saying you're against taxes?
No, I didn't say that. But I'm against the income tax, and I'm against most taxes.
Understood.
I'm for limited government.
I got you. You've been consistent on that. I'm sorry, sir. I want to stick on message here, because these folks, Ed and Elaine Brown, have said, and I quote here, all police officers today in this nation are mercenaries, talking about the threat that the police might try to force them out of their home. They are all guns for hire. What do you think of that?
Well, those words that I wouldn't use, and I don't know anything about what they're up against, because I don't know the case. I'm just opposed to the tax system, and I want to change it. Some people will do it my way legislatively. Others will do it by practicing civil disobedience, but they have to realize what the consequence could be. And just think of it. See if you can comprehend how Martin Luther King tried to change some very bad laws. And I think we have some very bad tax laws, and I want them changed.
But, Congressman, if everyone in the country were to say, I'm practicing my civil right here to say taxes are wrong, I'm not going to pay them, pretty soon we wouldn't be able to pay for that building you're standing in.
Uh-huh.
We wouldn't be able to pay for yourself. We wouldn't be able to pay for pretty much anything.
Well, what did they do before 1913? How did you think they built this building? Do you think they built it with the income tax? They built it with borrowed money in the 20th century and the Federal Reserve, when they print the money when they need it. So, yes, I'm challenging that whole system.
All right, so you would be for... All right, Congressman, so if we get rid of the income tax, if everyone in the country takes some sort of pride in what Ed and Elaine Brown are doing by saying they object to income tax, everyone did that at the same time, we'd be in a hurting way, wouldn't we?
Well, no, we'd be probably in a way where the politicians would have to respond to the people. If everybody's doing it, it means the government's not responding to the will of the people, and the will of the people right now on the side of, they're disgusted with our taxes, and they're disgusted with the IRS, and they're disgusted with the monetary system.
But is the solution, Congressman, to say, I honorably object to paying my taxes, so I won't? Is that the solution? Do you endorse solution?
This is what, yes, I do, in the Martin Luther King tradition, in the Lysander Spooner tradition, in the tradition of Gandhi, because they practice peaceful resistance in order to bring about changes, and they have brought about miraculous changes in our in society over the many, many years. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that's in the American spirit. Why be placid and passive and say, oh, yes, you can be guilty of a crime and you prove yourself innocent? That's what the tax code does. It's about time the American people stood up and say, that's not part of the system.
So if you were president of the Congressman, if you were president of the United States, would your first statement be on January 20th? Look, you don't have to pay income taxes, nor should you.
No, I wouldn't do that, but I would certainly work with the Congress the proper way and get the Congress to pass a law to change it and to repeal the 16th Amendment. So, no, a president, you're always making the assumption that a president is an authoritarian. A president should be responsive to the government and to the Congress and to the people. But the Congress, a president like myself, even though I would believe this, I couldn't do it, but I would try to persuade people to do it, just as I do in the Congress and just as I do in campaigning for the presidency.
All right, Congressman, thank you very much. We'll see what happens to the Browns. Or we come back. Paris giving up.
All right, thank you. Now, I don't know about you guys. Excuse me for just a minute here. I'm a little bit primitive. I've got to plug my headphones back in there, gang. But at any rate, I want this guy for president, okay? And I'm going to read off to you the current candidates, both Republican and Democrat, that are indeed currently members of the Council on Foreign Relations, which basically they're already sold out to the New World Order. This is the guy that they are doing everything they can do, Ron Paul, to exclude out of the debates, to discredit him, to get rid of him altogether. And this guy understands the system. This guy understands the Federal Reserve. This guy understands why we as a people would be so much better off without this fiat currency system. And for those of you, probably minimal, that do not understand why, I would suggest that you go in and read G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, because that'll give you a little bit of an insight to exactly what he's talking about here and why we need to do away with this system, folks. But before I go any further, let's go to KC in Minnesota. KC, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, KC.
You were at the Browns press conference initially?
Yes, sir.
I got to watch that whole thing on WURN or some weird local station they had, and the company would not release the full footage again after their initial stream of the full press conference. And that full press conference was very, very powerful. I mean, I like the fact that you spoke and that somebody else from RBN spoke, and I thought it was a very, very powerful thing to see in its entirety, and I was wondering, is there anybody out there with the full footage so that we can get that up on Google?
Yes, there is, KC, and I'm glad you, well, as long as you brought that up, I'm going to expound on that a little bit. I called KMUR, or WMUR, I'm sorry, up in New Hampshire, and I specifically asked them for a copy of that footage, because yes, I know they did indeed view it in their, show it in the entirety. Also, CNN International did as well throughout the world, but they did not do it in the United States for obvious reasons. Now, there was a, what by his own terms, he was a freelance videographer. His name is Terry Melton. Terry Melton filmed it in its entirety. Now, I had a conversation with Mr. Melton. And I'll show you how naive and dumb I am. I asked Mr. Melton if he would provide a copy to Republic Broadcasting, and he told me no, but he'd be happy to sell it because he has to eat. And that's a good answer. He said he would sell it to anybody, along with, he would sell it to anybody in the mainstream media for more money than he would to the alternative media. Now, this gentleman does have a copy of it. From what I understand, John Stattmiller has been in contact with him, and he has said to Mr. Stattmiller that he would get a copy to us when he gets back from Plainfield, New Hampshire. But now I have also heard on a different network that he isn't planning on coming back from New Hampshire for any time soon. I don't know how much validity there is to that. I do know that it would have been possible. There was also a gentleman up there, Art, one of the contributors that contributed to our trip getting Randy Weaver up there, that met Mr. Melton in Plainfield, New Hampshire, and he also asked Mr. Melton for a copy of it, and Mr. Melton told him the same thing. So I don't know if there are any other copies out there. I think John mentioned on his show yesterday that if there is indeed anybody that downloaded that to their computer, we would love to have a copy because we are having difficulty in getting it.
Okay. Thanks so much, Michael.
All right, Casey. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. There was a few quirks that went on up there, folks. Had I known some of the difficulties that John and I ran into up there, I would have provided, or I would have had us provide a camera so we could have filmed the whole thing. It's like KC in Minnesota said, there, and not so much me, I mean, you know, I don't take credit for it, but there were some salient points that John Stadtmuller made in that press conference in his portion of it that really need to be seen. Because the American public at large needs to be aware of this conference in its entirety. They were John was very well spoken. His points were right on target. And the more people that see that, the more people are going to stand up and look at this and go, wait a minute here, there's something seriously wrong. But getting back down to my point of what I was talking about before, well, up comes the break. We'll be back in three with more on Ron Paul. I want to talk about the Council on Foreign Relations. So I'll see you in three. Stick with me. I got a lot more to say.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-5-
Back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up here. I played that clip with that exchange between Neil Cavuto and Ron Paul, and, you know, here we go now. It's starting to explode into the mainstream media. I'm going to read another article that came out of the Associated Press. It's real short, Ron comparing Ed Brown to Gandhi, which he didn't do on Neil Cavuto. But before I do that, I want to enlighten everybody that doesn't know. The CFR members that are current candidates for the presidency, Republican side would be Fred Thompson. You know who he is. He's that Texas guy, or no, excuse me, he's from Tennessee. He's a former Tennessee senator that is an actor as well on Law and Order. Fred Thompson, he's been in several movies I've seen him in, bit part character roles. Fred Thompson, Rudy Giuliani, of course, Mitt Romney, John McCain, and Jim Gilmore. Those are the Republican CFR members, and those people are already they're gone. Okay, I mean they are already pro New World Order. Now on the Republican side, as I'm sure you all know, Hillary Clinton is a CFR member. Barack Obama is a CFR member. John Edwards is a CFR member. Joe Biden is a CFR member. Christopher Dodd is a CFR member, and Bill Richardson, are CFR members. So, you know, I equate this, if Ron Paul does not make it, Lord forbid he doesn't make it, it wouldn't make any difference which one of these people make it to the Republican or the Democratic side as far as the candidacy. I would equate it to having, a choice between Ted Bundy or John Wayne Gacy. Take your pick. That's what we're looking at if we don't get Ron Paul in here. But let me go a step further here. Ron Paul compares Ed Brown to Gandhi. This is out of the Associated Press yesterday, taking off on this Neil Cavuto exchange. It says, New Hampshire's convicted tax evaders, Ed and Elaine Brown, have gained a new supporter, presidential hopeful Ron Paul. Now, Ron even mentioned in that exchange that he doesn't know these people. Okay, he didn't compare them to Gandhi. He mentioned Gandhi in Gandhi's peaceful efforts at making change, along with Martin Luther King. But you see how the mainstream press spins this stuff. In an interview with RogueGovernment.com, the Texas congressman compares the Brown to Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King Jr. He says the Browns are suffering like those leaders. The Browns are holed up in their Plainfield, New Hampshire home and have threatened violence against federal officials if marshals come to arrest them. They were convicted of an elaborate scheme to hide millions of dollars in income. Notice the buzzwords here, guys. An elaborate scheme. Their protest has become a rallying cry for anti-tax activists and militia members. And it's like I said before, you know, if these people would just quit parroting what the powers that be tell them to say, and they would go do their research and understand that not one nickel of the taxes that are collected from the American people go to pay anything into the Treasury. It all goes to pay interest on a national debt to an offshore banking cartel. And the IRS is nothing more than a collection agency. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. But here's another article that depicts Ron Paul denies the report. He compared the New Hampshire tax evaders to Gandhi. And this is also yesterday. Manchester, New Hampshire, Texas Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul said he did not compare a New Hampshire couple who refuses to pay taxes with Gandhi. On Fox News Channel today, Paul said he doesn't know much about the case of Ed and Elaine Brown on Plainfield, New Hampshire, but that he, like Gandhi, doesn't believe in violence to protest wrongs, and it has appeared that the Browns have chosen another path. His comments on Fox News were consistent with what he said in an interview with The Globe during his first visit to New Hampshire in the winter. The Browns are currently holed up in their residence, surrounded by U.S. Marshals. They said they will either die or go free. They say they will not pay their taxes because they believe they are unconstitutional. I want to comment on that a little bit, folks. For those of you who don't know, in my estimation, the taxes are constitutional, and the reason they are constitutional is because they are voluntary. If they were mandatory, they would not be constitutional. Okay, so when they say that the Browns say, well, the taxes are unconstitutional, no, the way the code is written, and by the way, I have read the code itself is constitutional because it's an implied liability or inferred liability. It is written in such a way that it's an assumed liability. So, with that in mind, yes, the taxes are constitutional because they are voluntary. The problem comes in with the thuggery that the IRS puts onto people when they don't volunteer. At any rate, let's see what else I've got here regarding Ron Paul. I believe that's it. Let me just take a minute here and look. Okay. Yeah, I wanted to take a little bit of time and go into the money issue itself. Because this whole issue regarding the income tax is a collection agency, obviously, for the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve, as you all know, is no more federal than Federal Express. It is a collection agency for an offshore banking cartel. I got a break coming up. I guess I'll have to get into this after the break. So when we get back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the money system and what they're doing now to condition us for a cash-free society. So I'll be back in three. Stick with me, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Long segment coming up here, so we got some time to chat. Again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Before I start talking a little bit about money and, you know, how they intend to set up a cashless society and the propagandic doo-doo that they're starting to put out already, I wanted to expound just a moment more regarding the CFR. For those of you who do not know, there's some quotes I want to read to you. I read off the current members of the CFR that are right now candidates for the presidency. For those of you who don't know, the Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of a society which originated in England, and it believes national boundaries should be obliterated and one world rule established. That was a quote by Carol Quigley. He's a CFR member, and he's the mentor to Bill Clinton. Another quote, the main purpose of the CFR is promoting the disarmament of the U.S. sovereignty and national independence and submergence into an all-powerful one-world government. That quote was put out by Admiral Chester Ward. He's a former CFR member and a judge advocate general of the U.S. Navy. And one more quote here. Once the ruling members of the CFR shadow government have decided that the U.S. government should adopt a particular policy, the very substantial research facilities of the Council on Foreign Relations are put to work to develop arguments, intellectual and emotional, to support the new policy. and to confound and discredit intellectually and politically any opposition. And again, that quote was put out by Admiral Chester Ward. So that shows you where the CFR's mentality is coming from. They are after a new world order. All of these candidates that are involved in this, Fred Thompson, Rudy Giuliani, Mitt Romney, John McCain, Jim Gilmore, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Edwards, Joe Biden, Chris Dodd, and Bill Richardson, all of those people are of the same mindset. If we see any of those two people running against one another, again, it's going to be nothing different than John Wayne Gacy running against Ted Bundy. That's about what it equates to. Okay, let's see. Moving right along here. Oh, I got a caller, huh? Dalton in Tennessee. Go ahead, Dalton. You're on with Michael.
Yeah, I just had a quick comment about this whole thing. You know, I really feel like that, and maybe somebody like Ron Paul has to do it because so he can get any kind of hit time at all. But we cannot play a defensive game with this stuff. These guys are not, you know, these guys are street fighting. They're lying, they're twisting, they're doing whatever, and we're just sitting there and taking it. What we should be saying is Neil Cavuto supports Marxism and the Communist Manifesto, because income tax is a basic plank of the Marxist Communist Manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
Just put stuff up. And make him, and say he's a communist, and then make him make us retract it. He can't do it.
Right, and
you
know, I agree with you.
You need to be inflammatory that way. Put
no,
it in their face.
I agree with you, Dalton. And, you know, it's ironic that you mentioned that. I had a conversation with Tim Wingate, who has hosted, he's a substitute host at my show as well as Edna Lane Brown's show. And he had a brilliant idea. He wants to put together a website that exposes exactly who all of these politicians are, what their beliefs are, the reporters, Neil Cavuto, Bill O'Reilly, all of these people, and tell us exactly where they're coming from, and be able to have all of the American public access that website.
Right.
I believe that's a great idea.
And where the money comes from.
Absolutely.
Their
yes,
support.
Because the American people, and thanks to you guys, thanks to you listeners out there, I mean, a lot of you have really taken the initiative to get up. You've ordered the Freedom to Fascism videos. You're waking up your neighbors. This is a time to come together, because believe me, with these latest things that are happening, just what happened yesterday with, or was it the day before, with Cheney declaring that he's above any executive law, you know, that his office isn't a part of the executive branch. I mean, this stuff is getting ridiculous. What happened on May the 9th when George Bush signed a presidential order saying that he could declare martial law over anything? I mean, the stakes are getting really stiff here, Dalton.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's
at any rate,
all
right, thanks, sir. I appreciate the call. That's right. And as I mentioned, you know, I talked to Tim Wingate the other day about it. He brought up the idea, and I think it's a great idea. It would give all of us a website that would be able to access all of these people. We can click on it. We could type in, such as a Google account, maybe type in Neil Cavuto or type in Bill O'Reilly or Sean Hannity, and tell us exactly who they are, what they're all about, how much money they earn, the whole nine yards. And I'm talking about politicians as well. It's a brilliant idea, because right now the stakes have been stepped up, folks, and I'm telling you, it's time. If you haven't already, if you've been sitting on the couch and you've been doing nothing, you've just been an information gatherer so you can impress your friends at parties, no. It's time to get up and do something about it. There was a caller that called in yesterday that was asking about these bumper stickers for Ron Paul. I had an email listener call or emailed me yesterday say that he can go to libertystickers.com and he can order those stickers direct. And I would encourage all of you to do so. I would order 5 or 10 of them or 20 of them and pass them out to your neighbors. Tell them about it. Tell your friends. Tell your barber. Tell your grocer. Tell everybody about it. Get these stickers on your car, folks, okay, because remember, this is just the beginning. This Ed Brown debacle, they're trying to tie Ron Paul in with that. Neil Cavuto had him on now. Now the mainstream press is starting to talk about, well, he compared him to Gandhi. No, that isn't what he said, but that's the spin that they put on it. Ron Paul is our last hope, okay? If we do not get this man up and get him elected, for all practical purposes, it's over, folks. So you've got to do it now. You've got to do your part now. Now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. I want to go into this money issue because, you know, the National ID Act takes effect in May of next year. And frankly, as ignorant as I am about certain things, I was thinking, okay, well, you know, they're going to issue us another ID card. And, you know, I thought, well, I just won't take it. And now I'm starting to get reports that when people go into the grocery store, they go into the 7-Eleven or so forth in certain areas, that the cashier or the attendant is wanting to scan their driver's license. Now, I mentioned this yesterday. As a matter of fact, I got an email yesterday from a guy that says all you got to do is put a big magnet on the back of it, and it'll destroy whatever is on there. But I got my driver's license out yesterday, and I just turned it over and looked on the back of it. And sure enough, there is a barcode back there with a big magnetic strip on it. So what I'm realizing here is, hey, you know what? We've already got a national ID card, or most of us do. It's sitting right in our pocket right now. And evidently they're going to start using that after May, I think it's the 8th or the 17th of next year when that law goes into force, but it's already being used in certain areas. Got another call. Okay, let's go to Max in Ohio. Max, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Max.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm fine. I've been listening to a lot of talk radio for a long time. I became aware of the situation in 88. And it seems like all we do is talk. I believe it's time we went a little further than talk. You know, when I'm growed up in the country, and then we always figured out that the best way to kill a snake's cut its head off.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not, I mean, these politicians have power, I know that. But why don't we go to beyond the politicians and attack the people that are really pulling the puppet strings?
Well, first of all, Max, do you listen to my show on a regular basis?
Fairly regular, yeah.
Okay, then, you know, when you say, well, you'd listen to talk radio for a long time and none of, you know, we talk about the problems, but we don't do anything about it, I hope you're not speaking of me because, you know, I just got back from a trip to New Hampshire going up there to try to do something about the Brown situation.
I know you were up there. I know.
Yeah, so, okay, and I will agree with you that a lot of talk show hosts are out there, they're doing nothing more than fear-mongering, and they're creating the problem, or they're talking about the problems, but they're not doing any answers. At RBN, what we do is we look for solutions to it, okay? Now, if you have an idea, Max, about how we can get beyond the politicians and get to the, well, the Bilderberg Group, the Illuminati, the New World Order, or, you know, call it what you will, I'm open ears. Go ahead, tell me.
The outcome's out the end of a barrel of a gun.
Okay.
That's the only – elections aren't going to do any good. We know that. We know they're all fixed. We know these ballot boxes, even before the electronic voting machines was rigged. We know mm-hmm. that. So elections are useless. We have no other choice.
Right. So, Max, are you saying that it's time to pick up a gun and go after these people?
It's time for a revolution.
Well, I will not – as far as the time element goes, okay, very honestly, I don't think we're there yet, okay, but it is getting closer, and the, you know, my hope is more and more people are waking up, and, you know, I saw a very inspiring movie not long ago called V for Vendetta, and
yes, I saw it.
Okay, and enough of the people woke up where they obviously peacefully overturned it. And it is my hope that that's what happens because I don't want to see any bloodshed. I don't want to see any bloodshed with the Browns. And, you know, the situation with the Browns up there is creating a lot of exposure. And the Fed is in a position, they're in a catch-22 right now. They don't know what to do. They are in a situation where they can't very well move in because they've got cameras on. The Browns have a radio show. This isn't going to be another Ruby Ridge or Waco. Okay, there's a lot of eyes on that.
We hope not.
And I'm
like Dave Von Kleist. Where is your line in the sand? And I think that line should be if the Browns are harmed.
Okay, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that feel the same way as you. Where are you asking where my line in the sand is?
Not necessarily. I just think it's past elections. It's past negotiations with these clowns that run this country. I mean, I'm in agreement with a lot of people. Bush and Cheney needs to be tried for treason.
Oh,
and
put in prison
for life.
I'm right in your corner there, buddy.
If not executed,
you'll get no argument out of me there. Matter of fact, you know, I watched the elections last year, and these Democrats ran on the premise that, you know, Bush is crazy, and we're going to impeach him. Nancy Pelosi talking about this, and we got to get this guy out of office. And what happened is, as soon as they got elected, they threw it all off the table, which shows you that they're both working in lockstep, you see. And so, yes, to that tune, I agree with you, okay? These people are all, you might as well throw the party system out, because they're all with one party. When I look here at the... When I look here at the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, it doesn't make any difference whether you pick a Republican or a Democrat. You know, if they have their way, Max, it's going to be one of these candidates that I read off that are going to be running against each other, and it's the same thing that happened in 2000 with Bush against Kerry. They're both skull and bones members, you know? So, you know, you're picking the lesser of the two evils. Well, Lord knows who that may be, but they both have the same agenda. You know, so yes, I agree with you there, sir.
Well, if we put Ron Paul in there, he's just going to be assassinated. Any thinking patriot knows that he'll not be able to make any changes because of Congress. And if he tries to go over Congress's head, he'll end up like Kennedy.
Well, I hope you're wrong on that, but you know, I can't disagree with you. You know, what I'm doing is I'm just putting the word out as much as I can. And biding my time to wait to see what happens, and I have high hopes that Ron will get elected. Okay, at this point.
I do too, but I think it'll be we'll just be treading water.
Well, as again, you know, we have to wait and see how it plays out. All right, thanks for the call, Max. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Mark in Texas. Mark, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. Hello, Mark.
Thanks for all you do, Mike.
Oh, thank you very much, sir. I'm a little tired today. I'm reading through here with all this stuff. You know, you get inundated with so much stuff. They're throwing it at us from all angles, and it's like they turned the heat up in the frog pot after 9/11. You know, it was creeping along on a snail's pace up till then, but now they're throwing it at us from all angles, Mark.
No, you think you're sitting in front of a pitching machine a lot of times.
Yeah, and they're pitching 100 miles an hour, and they're doing it so fast you can't even swing the bat in time.
Bingo.
You know?
I've been listening this morning before RBN come on the air, and I did some checking around, and there's a lot of talk radio show hosts we know are all, you know, in the back pockets of the Republicans, Democrats, and the New World Order, however you want to put it, but they're trying to get some of these folks very riled up, you know, the little sheeple that are running around. But what they're doing is they're not giving them the full story. They're just trying to get them riled up over this silly little amnesty bill, which, by the way, it's going to happen, period. But by getting them riled up, isn't it coincidental, maybe not, that Bush and Cheney have pretty much crossed all their T's and got all their I's dotted to where they could declare martial law for, name it, anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we know that Bush signed that presidential order on May the 9th that he basically can declare martial law for anything. And it's not just that. I mean, they're looking at any one of a number of things, just like that last caller that called in, Max, in Ohio. He says, you know, it's useless to vote for a politician. It's time to take up the guns. Well, you know what? These guys, they know that there's a lot of people thinking that same mindset. And this Ed and Elaine Brown situation, it is getting very, very big. There's a lot of eyes on that situation up there, and there's a lot of the alternative media and some of the mainstream media that are actually, you know, they're pointing in that direction and saying, look, here's what's going on here. And for anybody of any intelligence, they know there's more going on than just a couple of, you know, the alleged tax protesters hanging out in their compound, you know, with their turret up at the top. No, there's more going on here, and this is going to come to a head. So it could be that. It could be the immigration situation. It could be one of a number of things that may trigger martial law. But if martial law is triggered, I think that's when it's going to slap the American public in the face and say, wait a minute, I thought we lived in a free country. And you know which ones I'm talking about, the ones with a six-pack of beer watching American Idol.
Yes, sir. I really hope, though, that if it does end up, if the pot does boil over, that the individuals that are standing for this country know why they're doing it. Not just some silly little, you know, thing that we hear from the Sean Hannitys and the Glenn Becks and whatnot. The real purpose behind it. And until that happens, I don't know. I think education is the only thing right now. Just keep educate, talk to your neighbors like you're saying, get the word out. Don't fall for this stuff that they're trying to throw down the sheeple's throat. We got to get the sheeple woke up.
Yeah, well, you know what? Remember this, okay? The revolutionary was fought by 3% of the population. The other 97% sat on the sidelines, rah-rahing, saying, yeah, we hope you win, and they didn't do anything.
I'm with you.
Yeah, if we get 3% of the population totally awake and they know why they're doing it, we got a good shot at it.
Well, keep up the great work, Mike.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, partner.
Thank you, buddy. All right, let's go to Dandy in Illinois. Dandy, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Yeah, great show, Mike, as usual.
Well, thank you, sir.
To add to the other callers, right now we don't have the physical force to take these guys on toe-to-toe. We have to build our numbers. Education. When it comes down to it, based on what you said, that 3%, I'm a veteran. There are quite a few of us out here pretty pissed.
Oh, I know.
And there are quite a few guns in this country still. And that's the one edge we do have on them.
You know, on a positive note, Ken, I'm getting a little feedback. On a positive note, you know, when I made that trek with John Stadtmiller and Randy Weaver across the country, we talked to a lot of people. We passed out a lot of copies of Freedom to Fascism. And to my surprise and amazement, there was a lot of people that are awake. I mean, more people than I thought. And I would run into places that knew who I was at 3 o'clock in the morning in Sugar Tree, Tennessee, you know, in a rest stop, for crying out loud. And I thought, well, all right, we got this little mini broadcast station with a few networks here scattered out here. But word is getting around. And sadly...
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Short segment coming up here. A little technical difficulty. I didn't hear the music, so we got cut off in a commercial. But before I go back to Dandy, I want to mention I had a caller called in yesterday that gave me an excellent website to go into and watch a video of an attorney talking about some solutions to the ongoing problems that we have. I went in there and I started watching it. I watched about 20 minutes of it, so I was fascinated with it. Somehow it got clicked off and erased. And if that caller would call back in and give me that website again, I'd appreciate it. Let's go back to Dandy in Illinois. Dandy, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
I think one question. Is Obama a member of the CFR?
Yes, he is, sir.
Oh, my God.
Sickening, isn't it?
That's pretty bad.
Well, and again, you know, just what I read off, these quotes by former members of the CFR, they're all about the New World Order. They're all about, you know, dissolving our sovereignty. This immigration bill that is back out now, and they're debating it again. You know, this is all part of the North American Union. And I was going to get into that a little bit later if I had time, because I've got an immigration hearing coming up myself on my stepdaughter, which is a whole nother story. I find it fascinating that they're going to pass a bill that's basically amnesty for 40 million Mexicans, and yet I have a stepdaughter here that is a Scottish citizen that they're making her jump through all kinds of hoops. And if I have time, I'll go into that a little bit later. But yeah, go ahead. Anything else, Danny?
Well, you know, yeah. The only thing I can say is keep the faith, and like Sun Tzu said in one of his sayings, right now they have a lot of manpower, but as in the game of chess, they have to let them play their move first. Sometimes it's good to be in a defensive posture. Gives you better flexibility to exercise initiative.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Danny. I appreciate the input. All right, let's go to Gene in Texas. Gene, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hello,
Gene.
Hello?
Hello, Gene.
Yeah, okay. I heard a squeak there. I'd like to thank you for you and John and all of them for going up there and standing your ground and going up to defend the Browns and all that. You know, the caller, a few callers ago, has to realize I don't believe you can advocate violence on the radio. They're already looking for a reason to shut this stuff down. You know that means these stations, not Rush. So I think if it comes to that kind of problem, armed deals or whatever, it'll be forced on them or whatnot.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, and I don't advocate violence of any sort. I agree with Ron Paul. It's like Gandhi, peaceful.
Right.
You know, right. But, you know, the bottom line is there are people out there that are really, really upset about this situation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, more so than they know. And also, if they shut down this, they won't have a way to monitor the pulse of the country, which you know they are.
Oh, yeah. I'd
like to bring up one thing. I'm an old recording artist. I've been retired a while. I'm older than you. I relate to you because you said you woke up late. You talk about late. I did, too. I've been listening a few years and it's a slow awakening, but due to this station and a few others, you know, it's kind of brought me around. And anyway, I am an old retired musician, so to speak. I'm 68, and I used to record, and I had a few number one songs around the Gulf Coast and Gold Record Nationwide and this and that. And if it'd be all right, I'd like to give my name, because I'd like to contact Jimmy Vaughn, because I know that he did a Ron Paul thing, and I'm interested in seeing if we could get something together for the musicians to do it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. We got 30 seconds to break. Give out your name, okay? You're welcome to do that. And then we got to go to the top of the hour break, Gene.
And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could.
With reason.